知行英语 Listen and share.
Burning down the house. 烧毁房子。It was summertime, and I know the air conditioner was on in the house, but it dropped down really quickly. The dial started moving really quickly and was spelling something out over and over again. I got very scared and was going to take my hands away when the girls begged me not to. They thought it was exciting. My sister and I were getting nervous. The new spirit.And I know it was a new one because of the change in the room and this strange feeling that came over me was spelling out the words, get out, fire, fire. This really spooked me and I broke the connection. Michelle was a little aggravated at me. She wanted to ask it more questions relating to these words. I just wanted to go home.I was beginning to feel very sick to my stomach and had a pounding headache. I don't know why, but I had to get out of that house and go home. I called my mother to come and pick my sister and I up and we went home. The other girls stayed the whole night with Michelle. They said the next day that they had a ball and that we were chicken for not staying. I didn't mind the name calling.Because when I got home, I started to feel better and was able to fall asleep. It was very late by the time we got home and got to bed, and I didn't know if I would be able to sleep, but I had to admit, I was feeling very tired.
我也知道房子里开着空调，但是气温下降的实在是太快了。占卜板的指针快速地转动起来，一次次地拼写着什么。我吓坏了，刚想把手移开，却发现其他女孩们请求着我不要这么做。她们觉得这样很刺激，我和妹妹却紧张起来。现在控制着占卜板的是一个新的灵魂。我知道这个灵魂是另外一个，因为房间里面发生了变化，一种奇异的感觉向我袭来。这个新的灵魂正在拼写着，快逃，着火了，着火了。这次我真的被吓住了，断开了与占卜板的连接。Michelle 有些生气，她想要多问一些关于这些话的问题，但是我只想回家。我开始感到胃很难受，头也一阵阵的疼，虽然不知道原因，但是我觉得我必须离开那栋房子回到家里去。我给妈妈打了电话，让她来接我和妹妹回家。其他的女孩子们那晚一直和 Michelle 在一起。第二天，她们说她们开了一场舞会，因为我们没有留下，她们叫我们胆小鬼。我并不介意她们怎么称呼我。因为回到家以后，我感觉好多了，并且睡着了。我们回到家，上床睡觉的时候已经很晚了。我不知道我是不是能睡得着，但是我不得不承认，当时我已经非常累了。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Over and over again. Again and again. Over and again. Over and over again. Time and again. Over and over.
这几个字组都是表示一次次的重复或者反复。我们来看几个例子。
I told you time and again not to believe in him.
我多少次告诉你不要相信他。
再比如 The performance was warmly applauded.And cheered over and again by the audience.
表演受到观众们一次次热烈的鼓掌和喝彩。 aggravate 是恼火激怒，通常我们都说 be aggravated at something， 因某事而发怒，比如 I am aggravated at his attitude， 他的态度真是令我恼火。这个词语还可以表示加剧恶化，我们来看一个例子， Ice water aggravated my toothache， 冰水使我的牙痛加剧了。 Relate to 这个词组的意思就是和什么有关系，涉及，比如说 Our topic today relates to the current political leader， 我们今天的话题涉及到现在的政治领导人。这个词组还有把什么和什么联系起来的意思，也可以说成是 relate with， 比如 It's easy for us to relate what happened in our childhood to the present state of mind， 我们很容易把童年时的遭遇同目前的心境相连起来。此外， relate to 这个片语还能表示相处，比如 She doesn't relate well to her mother，他与他母亲相处的不太好。 Chicken 大家都知道这个词表示小鸡鸡肉，但是这里的意思则是胆小鬼懦夫，要是同事不敢坐过山车，你就可以说他是 You chicken， 你这个胆小鬼。这里我们顺便再学一个关于 chicken 的常用片语， chicken out， 意思就是临阵逃脱。在电影落跑新娘Runaway Bride 里，茱莉亚·罗伯茨演的新娘就是这样。 She had four boyfriends, but every time when they planned to get married, she chickened out at the last moment. 她有四个男朋友，但是每次准备结婚的时候，她最后一刻都临阵退缩了。
现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
It was summertime, and I know the air conditioner was on in the house, but it dropped down really quickly. The dial started moving really quickly and was spelling something out over and over again. I got very scared and was going to take my hands away when the girls begged me not to. They thought it was exciting.My sister and I were getting nervous. The new spirit, and I know it was a new one because of the change in the room, and this strange feeling that came over me was spelling out the words, get out, fire, fire. This really spooked me, and I broke the connection. Michelle was a little aggravated at me. She wanted to ask it more questions relating to these words.I just wanted to go home. I was beginning to feel very sick to my stomach and had a pounding headache. I don't know why, but I had to get out of that house and go home. I called my mother to come and pick my sister and I up and we went home. The other girls stayed the whole night with Michelle. They said the next day that they had a ball and that we were chicken for not staying.I didn't mind the name calling, because when I got home, I started to feel better and was able to fall asleep. It was very late by the time we got home and got a bed, and I didn't know if I would be able to sleep, but I had to admit I was feeling very tired.
故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一曝十寒。